But you were there at Centennial Hall, and you and I witnessed people who spoke, who said they had scientific research that said we were putting poison in our water.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on what they call poison. Almost everything that we do today is poison, Steve, and anybody can use the terminology poison.
Do you trust City Hall with this important decision on fluoride in our water? I don't. Do you trust the health unit, the Middlesex London Health Unit, with this important decision on fluoride in our water? I don't. Let's go to the phones. John, what do you think?
Well, first I'd like to say Dr. Warshawski's doing her job. Her job is not to do research. Her job is not to make waves. Her job is just to toe the line, stick her head in the sand, and continue with that. But I want to, it's difficult for people like Harold Usher. He probably hasn't done as much research as he should, maybe. But what he's given there, the 50 pages or whatever, is there a line also? I'd like to break it down for him very simply. It's pretty rare you can kill three birds with one stone. Now, a couple of weeks ago, they were looking for an extra $200,000, and they were also on the same day complaining about people not using enough water in London. And I can't imagine anybody complaining that they don't want to drink the water because there's no hydrofluorosilicic acid in it. I can't imagine the opposite, though. And so rather than spending $133,000 a year to put this rat poison in the water, you save the money there. You probably save also more money from people actually drinking the water that are not comfortable at this time drinking it. And you don't have all the plastic water bottles laying around that you would normally.
Bingo. John, thanks. Great call. Appreciate it so much. Callie Miller, we're going to get to you in just a second, but the phone lines are lighting up. Paul, go ahead.
Hi there, Andy. It's Paul Connett here.
You got to be kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. Andy, I find this very depressing. You know, I sat through, what, about 10 hours of that meeting in London a few months back, and at the end of the meeting, about 2 o'clock in the morning, the chairman says, well, we're going to send this back to staff. This is fluoridation. We're going to send it back to staff. And I was sitting in the front. I said, this is a self-fulfilling prophecy. The staff has told you that they're marching step in step with Health Canada and the local health department. You've heard our concerns. They're valid concerns. They haven't refuted them. And yet you're now going to send it back to staff. Now we have a staff report, and they've just reproduced once again the same propaganda. Where is, you know, when you take the time of writing a book with two other scientists, every argument documented, 80 pages of references, and they can just blow this off, just completely ignore it. What really depressed me this morning, there was an article in the paper, and it basically pitched the argument between anti-fluoride activists versus the science of Health Canada, etc. And the poor public, is that's the way they're going to see it. Well, they've got these few angry troublemakers who don't want fluoride in their water, blah, blah, blah. And you've got this huge body of science which says it's perfectly safe. There's no problem at all. And nothing could be further from the truth. And anybody wants to verify that simply has to read our book. And instead, you've got people out there oblivious to the fact that Health Canada, when they chose the six experts to review the literature, now listen to this, they chose six experts to review the literature on the safety of fluoridation. They chose four pro-fluoridation dentists to review the literature. Is that not a self-fulfilling prophecy?
Absolutely. Paul, you must be just tearing your hair out at how London, Ontario won't listen to the evidence against fluoride.
Absolutely. Well, give us a response. And at the very least, you know, if the staff don't feel that they can answer chapter and verse to what we've raised, the 26 IQ studies that show fluoride may be associated with lowering of IQ, the 100 animal studies which shows that fluoride damages the brain, they can't respond to that. At the very least, what they can do, which would serve democracy, is to get those people that speak with confidence at these public meetings.
Are you listening online, Paul? Are you home in New York?
I'm actually still in Toronto. I leave by train shortly.
Well, that is amazing. I thank you so much for calling in this morning. I want to give you one last opportunity here to wake up the folks in London, Ontario on the issue of fluoride? Go for it.
Well, I think in a democracy, we deserve to hear from both sides in a fair setting. I have no problem with people with a different opinion from my own, but I do have a problem with people that espouse a cause with tremendous confidence and then refuse to defend it in open public debate.
And I want to ask you one other thing before you go. What would you say to parents who have small children about drinking the water in London, Ontario, given the evidence that you have provided about the damage from fluoride in our water?
Absolutely do not bottle feed your baby with fluoridated water. If you bottle feed your baby, for goodness sake, use bottled water or distilled water. Do not use fluoridated tap water. It's absolutely lunacy.
Paul, I thank you so much for all you've done, and hopefully lunacy will not prevail at City Hall this afternoon as they simply accept the staff report. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks a lot, Andy.
You've been such a good friend.
Bye, Bob.
Wow. You know what? We're coming down to the bottom of the hour. I apologize to Tim, to Callie Miller, and to Adriana. I did not know Dr. Paul Connett was calling. What a gentleman. What a soldier for the cause. This is not just some lunatic, folks. This is a fellow who is absolutely eminently qualified to recommend to us that we get the fluoride out of the water. I did not know he was calling. We're just going to have to back up the calls. Tim, Callie, Adriana, we'll be with you right after the news break, right here on London Today, asking the question, do you trust City Hall with this important decision on fluoride? I don't. Do you trust the Middlesex London Health Unit to recommend to them what they should do? I do not. Unequivocally, unabashedly, unreservedly, I don't trust them. We'll be back in just a moment right here. They're not qualified. We'll be back in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Sir, I've spoken to several of my constituents and people outside of my constituents over the weekend and over the past few months. And they're saying, look, we pay you guys, the councillors, to make this decision. We don't want to have to go through reading all that material that you went through to read, because we can't read it. We don't have the time to read it, and therefore we can't make a decision in it. We pay you to make that decision. So if the public wants us to have a plebiscite, I'll go along with that, but I have a concern that they may not read all the material, and they have to read both sides.
Harold Usher, he's been drinking the Kool-Aid of the staff who have been drinking the Kool-Aid of the health unit who won't do the research. And am I getting a lot of flack for this? Am I doing this anti-fluoride thing because it makes me so popular? Listen to some of the email I get. John Bell writes, Andy, please, please, please drop your sky is falling attitude toward fluoride. Our own health unit says it's okay. These are medical, and then in capital letters, professionals, not some weirdos who see a few unsubstantiated reports by some quacks. I'm now going to have a tall, cool glass of municipal water. I'll read you some other email I'm getting too, and Andy, let it go. Let it go. Well, Callie Miller won't let it go. She's a private citizen, has nothing to gain from this. Callie Miller joins us this morning. Good morning, Callie.
Good morning, Andy.
Callie, today's a big day.
It certainly is.
Do you have even one ray of hope that City Hall is going to listen to what you have been saying with so many of your fellow citizens about the dangers of fluoride in our water?
I think we have councillors who will give it due consideration. There are no safety studies, and I would hope they want Londoners to be drinking safe water, and we need to see safety studies.
Okay, let's go right to the phones, Callie. So many people want to weigh in on this. Peter, how do you see all of this?
Hello, Andy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. If you follow the money, we've been hoodwinked by the large chemical companies marketing signs into using the municipal water system as a dump site for the toxic chemical. Because even according to City London and material safety data sheets on fluoride, it's a poisonous toxic chemical waste produced by the chemical manufacturers. And we consume less than 1%, 99% of that water that we use goes down the toilet, down the road, down the street, into our water system and rivers. So that's the sad part of this whole thing, is that they're just not looking at the small part of it. We have to look at the big part of it, also what it does to our environment,
Not even
to mention to our health.
Peter, you've nailed it. Thank you so much for your call. Adriana, go ahead.
Oh, hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm good, Adriana. Go ahead.
Well, I would like Councillor Harold Usher to listen to what I have to say and what I emailed him just a few minutes ago, which is I am letting him and all the city council know that I do not give permission to the London Municipality and the City of London Water Works to put fluoride in my tap water that I use at my residence, and I give my address. If, as academic research finds, are more and more evidence each day about the adverse effects of fluoride in the health of human beings continue, I will hold the City of London and its Waterworks Division and representatives liable for any of the adverse effects that could show in the health of me and of my family members. I will not vote for you again either if the water in my household continues to flow with fluoride, and today's City of London's council vote will again support fluoridation of water in the City of London, Ontario, Canada. I am acting upon the best health interests of my family and myself. Cities all over North America and Europe are not fluorinating water anymore. Okay? And this is me. And he knows me.
Terrific. Adriana, high five to you. That is absolutely excellent. Got a lot of callers. We're going to try to get them all on. Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, bravo for Adriana. I think we should all get together as citizens, talk to the guys at Siskins or somebody that's not connected down at City Hall, and get a class action lawsuit against these people.
Lawsuits is what it's going to come to, and as of January the 1st next year, our city councilors and others involved in this decision will be personally responsible, Tim.
Yeah, and we don't want to pay for their lawyers this time. It's an illusion of democracy. It's the Delphi effect. I sent you info on it. They just hold these public meetings and do what they want anyways. They've already made their minds up in the back rooms. I think it's unconscionable. We've got to put these guys' feet to the fire, Andy.
Tim, thank you so much. Great call. Let's go back to Callie Miller. Callie, you got a lot of friends out there.
Pardon? It sounds like we've got friends. Of course, there's a lot of people that know that this isn't a good idea. We're not arguing the effectiveness. In fact, Bruno Rosowski said at the public participation meeting, it's only effective topically. What we're concerned about is there are no safety studies. We've done our research. There are no safety studies on this toxic waste, hydrofluorosilicic acid that's put into our water. So I say, show us the safety studies.
Well, Callie, let me focus the attention. I want to focus it this morning on one thing.
Okay.
Not all the arguments against fluoride, but specifically this. Should we trust our health unit to make this important decision?
At this point in time, I would say no.
Why not? Aren't they the
There are no safety studies. They haven't done their due diligence. We have done it. Many people have done it. All we ask, what we really want, what I want, is that the council take the precautionary principle. No safety studies. If in doubt, get it out. So stop fluoridating the water tomorrow until we can see, the public can see those safety studies. Of course, they'll see them first, but then they need to publish it. So we all know that we have safe water. At the moment, I'm sorry, we do not have, in my opinion, safe drinking water.
Callie, tell us what you're doing this afternoon when the Civic Committee meets at City Hall this afternoon, the special committee which is going to consider this.
At 4 p.m., the Civic Works Committee is going to be having a meeting, and they're going to discuss the report, and I assume they will be making a decision on what to recommend to a city council.
Okay, I want to read you a portion of a brief email, Callie, and maybe you can respond to it so much more eloquently than I. Ralph has been on this issue for a long time, and Ralph, God bless you for all your email. But here's what Ralph writes. Here we go again. Ban stuff because of the we hear and they say group of nobodies. Apparently, people with PhDs who are world-respected are nobodies. There is a town near the west border of Ohio called Hicksville, and we are fitting into that name perfectly. Never mind that certified health people hail the benefits of fluoride. We ignore them sort of like the Sun News ignores the science on global warming. What do you say to Ralph, Kelly?
I say, show me the safety studies. That's all I say. I want to see the safety studies for this toxic waste that is put into our drinking water.
Kelly, you've been a soldier in this cause. We'll see you at City Hall at 4 this afternoon.
Okay, and we don't need a plebiscite. In fact, I trust that the city councilors are going to realize it is dangerous to not turn off that tap pretty soon.
Callie, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
We'll see you this afternoon. Let's go to another soldier for the cause, Chris Gupta, who's been fighting hard against fluoride. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Andy.
Tell me, you got the troops rallied for this afternoon?
Oh, right on.
What have you got planned?
Well, we just wanted to be down at the City Hall to show our solidarity and make sure that the what they are saying and doing is accurate as best it can be.
Chris, without getting into all the arguments about fluoride, and we've gone through them many, many times, what do you say on the issue of should we trust our city councilors, number one? I don't. And should we trust the Middlesex London Health Unit? I don't. Your thoughts?
Well, the thing is, you know, these are the same people who have got big programs and such to take lead out of our water. And they're going around and promoting something that is more toxic than lead. So you tell me who you're going to trust. And you tell me what sort of a report they're putting together. Not a single mention was made in the report about the lead. It's 50 pages of diatribe. No critical thought is put into the report. Totally unprofessional. It doesn't answer any of the questions we ask them. They don't have any experts on the kidneys, brain, or the toxicology, or any of that stuff. So how do we trust somebody who's so one-sided?
You know, I want to ask you the question that Steve Garrison asked me this morning. Why shouldn't we trust the Middlesex London Health Unit? Do you believe that they really do want to put poison in our water?
Well, this is not an issue of religion. We don't believe. We want the science, and we're not activists. We want the science. We just want the basic thing. We just did our due diligence. We just want them to do their due diligence. This rubbish about being activists and all this has nothing to do with anything. We just want to have the goods. Like, give us the science, not the marketing report that they put together for the substance for the industry.
Chris, I keep telling them there's some very smart and talented people who are fighting against fluoride in the water. It's not just a loudmouth like Andy Udman. It's not just Pam Killeen. It's people like Chris Gupta. Chris, tell us, what is your profession?
I'm an electrical engineer.
Okay. And so what is your specific interest in fluoride?
Well, I want to have healthy water. And I got into this issue because there's such a lot of problems with our food and so forth. So I said, well, this is the easiest thing to do. If the city council can't do this, something so simple as this, what else can they do? I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, all they have to do is turn off the tap of this chemical, which is deliberately being contaminating our water.
And what do you say to them, just before we let you go, what do you say to them if they do what we think they're going to do, and that is simply say, we have to trust the medical professionals who we pay to give us good advice?
Well, why do we have them then? I mean, we have our councillors to represent the citizens, not to represent the Board of Health or Health Canada, any of those people. And why are we paying money for dental issues? This is not city's mandate. City's mandate is sewers and looking after, making us give us clean water. And so, what's this got to do with anything? They're not medical people, so why are they meddling in this issue? Give us clean water and let people do what they want to do.
What about the issue of a plebiscite? Some people have said, well, it took a vote on the City of London, the people generally, to put it in the water. It should take a vote to get it out of the water.
It's absolutely ludicrous. Here they are breaking environmental laws, breaking food laws, breaking medical laws, and you want a plebiscite to break laws? I mean, they're totally nuts. I mean, this is really crazy.
Okay, we'll see you at City Hall this afternoon, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Andy. Thanks very much for your help.
Okay, short break. We'll be back with more. 643-1290, do you trust City Hall to make a medical decision on fluoride in the water? They're getting their advice from the health unit. Do you trust them? I do not. 643-1290. Be back in just a moment with more right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
But you were there at Centennial Hall, and you and I witnessed people who spoke, who said they had scientific research that said we were putting poison in our water.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on what they call poison. Almost everything that we do today is poison, Steve, and anybody can use the terminology poison.
Anybody can use the terminology poison. The debate goes on, and it reaches a peak this afternoon as a Civic Works Committee considers a recommendation from staff that we leave fluoride in the water. We're going to be joined by Pam Killeen. We just had to have her on, at least for a short time, but she can't carry the load alone, folks. And as you can see, she has many, many, many friends on her side of the argument. Brian, how do you see this controversy?
Well, to be honest with you, I'd like to just ask if city councilors have ever even read what's on a tube of toothpaste. It says don't swallow it.
So, that'll take them, what, 5 seconds, 10 seconds?
Exactly.
Read what it says on the toothpaste itself.
Says, don't swallow it.
Don't swallow it.
Yep.
And why do we have to be so careful with children who are brushing their school, small children at school, to teach them, don't swallow it. Don't swallow it.
Because they know it's poison.
Exactly.
You know, this is crazy. We should all be able to have our say whether we want it or not.
Okay, what's your message to City Council this afternoon?
Wake up. Read the label.
Okay, but they pay the Middlesex Health Unit big money to give them expert opinion.
That's a joke.
Brian, thank you. We're joined by Pam Killeen, who needs no introduction. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Andy.
Now, that was amazing when Dr. Paul Connett called in a little while ago. I mean, this guy is such a soldier for the cause.
Oh, and he's been working hard all weekend. He was at the Total Health Show and did a lot of, seminars. He did a workshop on Saturday night. I mean, the man is a trooper. Lots of people showed up at the booth, at the Canadians Opposed to Fluoridation booth. There were a lot of people working there, a lot of volunteers, a lot of people asking a lot of questions. So we see a lot of momentum building in Toronto right now thanks to this effort over the weekend in Toronto.
Well, it struck me so much on our show last Thursday when you were in, and we had on the air Peter Fenn Collard, who is the guy who actually trains water operators throughout the province. And here's the key thing, Pam, and you've been gracious on this point, saying that you're very patient with people who are still convinced we should have fluoride in the water, because you were there, and I was there, and this man who trains our water engineers was there for 25 years. He trained people to put fluoride in the water, and then he had an epiphany. He had a revelation. He started looking at and listening to the research.
That's right, and there's another water operator down in Arkansas who's done the same thing. In fact, the Carol Boone Water District has asked 49 suppliers of fluoride for toxicology studies. They want evidence to show that this stuff is safe. And guess what? Not one single supplier has been able to surface this toxicology study. There isn't one out there. And so here we have another individual. Even the fellow in Windsor that we were talking about last week on the radio, he wants toxicology studies, and he's admitting as well down in Windsor that they're not surfacing. They don't exist. So what they're doing is they're assuming that putting this agent in our water supply is safe. And I just don't think it's safe to assume anything when it comes to our health and putting an agent in the water that is coming from the smokestacks of the fertilizer industry.
You see, that's the part of this that I simply don't get, Pam, and a lot of other people don't. If you're going to put something in the water, as opposed to just giving a straight, good, clean water, if you're going to put a chemical in it, wouldn't you want to make sure that it's safe and effective?
Mm-hmm.
Two separate issues, but safe and effective. And the health unit can't do that, and yet they're going to recommend that we keep putting the fluoride in the water. Is that arrogance? Is it ignorance? What is it?
Oh, it's pushing policy. They just don't want to look bad. So, you know, they've been duped, like you and I were duped when we believed fluoride was a good thing. And cognitive dissonance basically says that, you know, when people's pride and their egos and their reputations are at stake, that they're just going to hold on to these belief systems, as if they're golden. And they're really, you know, they have no evidence to be able to make the statements that they're making, because they haven't got the toxicology studies to base their decisions on.
Okay,
before they can say it's safe and effective, they must have the research, and it's not there.
We have just a couple of moments left. Set us up for what's happening this afternoon.
Well, at 4 o'clock at City Hall, Civic Works Committee is basically, I think it's the third agenda from what I've been told. It's the third agenda on their, third item on their agenda this afternoon. So there's going to be, I think, a flood of people there basically showing their support in terms of their anti-fluoride or their opposition to fluoride. So I think that we're going to see a lot of people there basically just in support. And I think what we should also insist upon is a debate. what Dr. Connett was talking about earlier. Why will they not debate Dr. Connett, Dr. Beck, and so on? We should be, the city councilors should be asking that question. Why will they not debate? And this is something that we should be insisting upon in a democracy. And it's, and they keep cowering away from Dr. Connett and Dr. Beck and others. And this is just obviously showing that they just don't have the support. They don't have the evidence that they need in order to hold on to this policy.
And Pam, what strikes me, and I so much appreciate the day that you invited me to go to lunch with your friends who are fighting on this cause, and there they were, a whole table full of them. These are not only passionate people, these are smart and committed people.
Oh, absolutely. In our group, we have people who are PhDs up at the university. We have a lot of professionals that are a part of this movement in opposition to fluoride. These are not people that are just, you know, randomly being pulled off the street. People have done their research. They're not satisfied with the rhetoric coming from Health Canada and our other health officials. So we really, you know, we have, the creme de la creme, I believe, in terms of people out there who are opposing fluoride. As you know, Andy, we've had Dr. Bill Osmondson on the show. He's a dentist. He's a DDS MPH. He's a Master's of Public Health. And here he is, a dentist who used to believe in fluoride. And today he's actively working against fluoride and even filed a lawsuit out west in the United States to sue the city for adding fluoride to the water. So, you know, he, as a dentist, is coming forward, and he's not the only dentist coming forward in opposition to fluoride.
Well, it reminds me of the old adage, there is none so blind as he who will not see, none so deaf as he who will not listen. Pam, we'll see you at 4 this afternoon.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you so much. Okay, let's go to Ginny, who wants to jump in here quickly before the top of the hour. Go ahead, Ginny.
Hi, Andy. My husband suggested that perhaps they're putting this fluoride in the water because they couldn't raise the pensions up to 67. Maybe they're trying to get rid of us old people.
Ginny, leave us with a smile. Way to go. 10 o'clock news coming up in just a moment. When we come back on the other side...